an extract from a short story called The Little Girl Who Ate an Alien Muffin by Rosie. I found myself in darkness holding an O. I was within the tunnels of David Walsh's provocative modern building, the Museum of Old and New Art, known as MONA, which graces the shore of the Derwent at Birriadale near Hobart, Tasmania. The O is a handheld gizmo that offers insight into the various installations that confront visitors as they move from the tunnels into caves containing bizarre artworks. I have minimal techno abilities, and with little illumination and no sense of direction, I began to feel acutely uneasy. I felt out of touch with the real world, claustrophobic and trapped within the belly of the monster called Mona. Ah, some soft light tempted me forwards. I bumped into a large arse as one of my fellow intrepid explorers bent down to remove his footwear before entering the padded cell of magic mushroom hallucination. Textile art. I followed the shoeless around several vibrant coloured raised platforms. One supported two humongous female effigies, adult ragdolls. Sorry, maybe they were androgynous. Although they each had enormous boobs, other add-ons suggested a mixed medium. I decided that the colour screaming, many-tendrilled and jewelled encrusted thingamibobs hovering above the neighbouring dais must be having some distorting effect on my analysis of the scene before me. One dead-coloured mass of ground-based ripples and mounds defied my powers of interpretation. Maybe they were deceased magics or piles of vomit. I turned to pose for John as he took a photo of me grinning foolishly while entwining my body, suggesting an up-close and friendly relationship with one of the tripping rag personages. I had to get out of here. Most visitors were seen to reconnect with their decorum as they slipped back into their shoes. Once shod, we herded our way towards the next thought-provoking surprise waiting for us around yet another dark bend. We found amazing, mind-boggling, tantalising mixes of both the beautiful and the macabre, including moving copulating skeletons, genuine Egyptian relics, nightmare videos, techno wonders, weird paintings, peculiar sculptures. Best of all was my lark in the dark within the Mona confessional. This incorporated Oliver Beer's ear as part of the interactive exhibit. We used the O to register our place in the queue for this experience. By the time the message flashed across my screen that our time was up, John was exhausted, having only just found somewhere to sit down. He looked ready to keel over and refused to budge. I tripped off alone to retrace my steps to the confessional. I still had to wait some minutes at the black hole entrance of the exhibit. This opening was well policed. No one could enter without showing an O confirmation. Many were turned away. I managed to get the policeman's attention. So what will I find in there? I scrunched my pelvic core. Women are advised to practice this when standing in queues. I really wanted to pee, but feared losing my place in the queue or even finding a loo. You will wind to a point where you stand and try to make contact with other people passing the ear on the outside of the building. What? You talk through some kind of microphone? Sort of. You'll get the hang of it. You can stay about 2 minutes.
It looks pitch black in there. I'm a bit claustrophobic. I could fall into a screaming heap.
In you go.
He ushered me inside.
You can say anything you want. There's no recording.
He obviously didn't take my fears seriously. The blackness gobbled up my entire being. I let go of my pelvic floor and held on to the wall instead. I was reduced to the single sense of touch as my hands slid along the wall. I couldn't see a thing until the long spiralling entranceway eventually gave way to a sparsely illuminated "Beam me up, Scotty" type of pod. I stepped inside. There were no instructions. "Is there anybody there?" I yelled at the ceiling. Silence. I strained my ears and held my breath. I was alone in the universe. "I'm from planet 49. I'm looking for planet number 61. I'm lost. Can anyone help me? I'll be in so much trouble if I don't find it." More silence. It was eerie, but my fears had abated. I forgot the darkness because I had forgotten my sight problems. I had become one huge ear. My 2 minutes must be used up. I was feeling foolish and let down and turned to leave the pod when I thought I heard a child giggle. "I've made contact. I need to capture my audience. So there is someone out there. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands." More silence. "Okay. If you're not happy, stamp your feet." I heard clapping. I was so excited, I clicked my imagination into overdrive. "Hey, that's wonderful. I love a happy planet. I've just left planet 72. Lots of stamping. And so miserable, my boggling eyes dripped all over the place." "You're on Earth," said an adult voice. "Oh, I'm so off track. Would you like a muffin?" Why did I say that? I had no idea how I was going to continue this conversation. "Yes, please," they chorused. "Get ready to catch it." I actually stood in the pod and whirled my arms and made whizzy noises. In my mind's eye, I saw the muffin hurtling through the ear at breakneck speed. "It's crunchy and covered in green goo. Don't drop it. Our muffins hate to be dropped. They refuse to taste nice. 1, 2, 3, here it comes now. We've got it. It's a bit sticky, but tastes all right." "Well, that's a relief. I think it'll be fine for earthling consumption." In my head, I actually told myself off for not making sure it was safe before throwing it out. I was taken in by my own make-believe. No wonder you were only allotted 2 minutes. You could come out complete fruitcake. "Is it coconut muffin with marijuana topping?" Obviously, the adult was having fun too. "It's a finely ground lava meal base filled with our toe and fingernail clippings. It takes 500 squashed promberry snails to make the green icing. Our children eat it in bucket loads." I was amazed to be speaking such utter rubbish. But I have always been intrigued by the fact that we crush beetles to make cochineal. Anyway, experts are currently warning us that we might be forced to eat strange concoctions in the future.
"Yuck, I feel sick,"
whined the child. This challenged my reasoning. Planet 49's children must have stronger stomachs than our small earthlings. I definitely was losing the plot.
"It's just pretend, darling, you haven't actually eaten an alien muffin," said the adult. "Goodbye, you two. It's time for me to walk off now."